So let's review. The Gemara cites three machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish regarding menachas. In the case of belo lechutz lechemes azara, if the flour and oil of a mincha were mixed outside the azara, Rabbi Yechon amar psula, Rish Lakish amar kshera. Rabbi Yechon holds the mincha is pasul, while Rish Lakish holds the mincha is kasher. And the Gemara explains the machlekes. Rish Lakish amar kshera because the pasuk first states v'yitzik ala Hashem and v'nasna ala levayna. And the pasuk then states v'evivel b'nei Aaron hakehanim bekamatz. This teaches us that mekemitza ve'elach mitzvah kahuna. Limit al yitziko belila shekshem bazar. Only the avoidus from kemitza and further must be done by a kohen, but the preceding avoidus of yitziko belila to pour the oil onto the flour and mix them can be done even by a non-kohen. And medikuhuna leiboya, penim nami leiboya. Since yitziko belila are not required to be done by a kohen, they're not required to be done in the azar either. While Rabbi Yechon amar psula, because kimin asiyasa beklihu, nehide kohuna leiboya, penim mi isboya, since yitziku belila must be done in the kli sharis, they must be done in the azara as well, even though they do not need to be done by a kohen. I think Gemara cites a brisa which supports Rabbi Yechon. Tani kapaseid Rabbi Yechon, belola zar kshera, chutz lechemes azara psula. In the case of mincha shechasra koidim kmitza, if all the ingredients of the mincha, the seilas, shemen, or levayna, were put into a kli sharis, and then before kmitza, some of the mincha was lost. Rabbi Yechon holds maybe mitech beisai v'imaleno. The mincha is kasher if the owner adds more to complete the shir mincha, because kemitza kavale. The kemitza is when the ingredients are considered a mincha, but before the kemitza they're not considered a mincha, and therefore they do not become pasul through chisar. While Rish Lakish holds layavi mitech beisai v'imaleno. The mincha is pasul and it cannot add more flour and oil because kedusha is kli kavale. Placing the ingredients into the kli sharis is when they are considered a mincha, and after that point they become pasul through chisar. And Rabbi Yechon brought proof from the following brisa: Chaser haloig im atchalo yatzak yimaleno. Another machlekes is Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish in the case of shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktara. If part of the shirayim was lost between the kmitza and aktara, Rabbi Yechon holds makter kmitza alein. The mincha is still kasher, and the kmitz can be burned on the mizbeach, and the owner's obligation is fulfilled. While Rish Lakish holds ein makter kmitza alein. The mincha is pasul, and the kmitz cannot be burned on the mizbeach, and the owner's obligation is not fulfilled. The Gemara elaborates that there is no machlekes according to Rabbi Eliezer who holds yesh dam afa pishem basar. In the carbon, only dam is required during zrika, and even if all the basar was lost, the dam can be sprinkled and the kapara is accomplished. And accordingly, adu shira kshera. In the mincha, only the kaimitz is required for aktara, and even if all the shiram was lost, the mincha is kasher. And certainly in our case, in which only part of the shiram was lost, but some remained, the mincha is kasher. The machlekes is only according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds im ein basar ein dam. In a carbon, both dam and basar are required during zrika. But if all the basar was lost, the dam cannot be sprinkled and the kapara is not accomplished. And accordingly, avdu shiria hapsula. In a mincha, both the kaimitz and shirayim are required for haktara. But if all the shirayim was lost, the mincha is pasul. And the machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Yechon holds according to Rabbi Yeshua that only hechad ulei ishtar pasul, hechad ishtar kasher. If all the shirayim was lost, the mincha is pasul. But if some of the shirayim remained, the mincha is kasher. While Rish Lakish holds, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even hechad ishtar pasul. Even if some of the shirayim remained, the mincha is pasul. And the Gemara explains, the machlekes is based on the two drashas from mincha shechasru psula in the psukim in Parsha VeYikra. One pasuk states, "Bekames misham malay kumtsa misalto mishamna vehektra koin es az karasa." The exclusive words misalta, its flour, and mishamna, its oil, teach shem chasru kashru psula. If some of the flour or oil was lost, the mincha is pasul. And then the next pasuk states, ba'niseres min ha-mincha la'arnu levanov. The pasuk excludes prat la-mincha shechasru hi, v'shechasru kaimtza. If a portion of the mincha or of the kaimtza was lost, the mincha is pasul. And there's a machlikas in how to expound this second pasuk. Ziri says the drasha is from the word ba'niseres, which implies, v'lo ha-niseres min ha-niseres. Only if all the shirayim of the kemitza are intact, they're kasher. But if part of the shirayim was lost, they're pasul even though some of the shirayim remained. While Rabbi Yane says the drasha is from the word hamincha. Mincha shahisik kvar b'shas haktara. Only if the mincha was intact during haktara, it is kasher, but if part was lost, the mincha is pasul. The Gemara asks, Trei kroi b'chaseris lamali. Why are two psukim needed to teach that mincha shachasra psula? Therefore, Shlakish holds chad l'mincha shachasra koid m'kemitza. One drasha teaches that if before kemitza the mincha was chaser, the mincha is pasul, and the owner cannot add more to complete the shir mincha. And v'chad li shirayim shachasu ben kemitza laktara ein makter kaimitz alein. The other drasha teaches that if between the kemitzah and aktara, the shrine will chaser, the mincha is pasul, and the kemitz cannot be burned on the mizbeach, and even if the kemitz was burned on the mizbeach, and certainly if it was not, the shrine may not be eaten. While Rabbi Yechanan holds, chad le mincha shechaser kaid mekemitzah, di mevi mibesa vimalena in viloi loi. One drasha teaches that if before kemitzah the mincha was chaser, the mincha is kasher only if the owner adds more to complete the shir mincha. But if it does not add, the mincha is pasul. And b'chad l'shirayim shalchashu ben kemitza la'aktara. The avagav demakter kemitza alein, oisin shirayim asrum l'achila. The other drasha teaches that if between the kemitza and aktara, the shirayim will chaser, the mincha is kasher in that the kemitz can be burned on the mizbeach, and the onus obligation is fulfilled. However, the shirayim are pasul and may not be eaten even though the kemitz was burned on the mizbeach.